You're holding enough pay Aleph, Yemen Aleph on top. Can lift more Teretz was that the reason why there's no love of Mechusa Zman was because Nitko Liyesa, Teretz made it into an Essay, not a love. My time at Yom Akro, Niyom HaShemini, the Holy Yerotza. Meaning to say, Niyom HaShemini in, you can only bring a Korban, an animal for Korban, when it's 8 days old. But Nikorale, before that, so therefore, to the love of Bom, if Allah say, is not an Essay, it's only Nitzer Essay. Therefore, you don't get Malkus for shechting this animal or Kodim Zman. Therefore, in the gate to us, was the gate with the Isra of Isra of Yes Benoi. So the kid is called Mechusa Zman, still there's no love, because Mechusa Zman is only Isra Fei. So that's the question, is that true? That's what the post is coming for. For me, boy, you lay, we need this post of Likud Rebbe Afturiki. The Rebbe Afturiki, Rami Afturiki, asked a theory like this. He threw a question like this. See if one post says, for all yeshivas yomim tachas inoy, that the 7 days the animal has to be by its mother, meaning it's not fit to be a korban. Mashmo halayla chazi, as soon as it comes the night going into the 8th day, it's already fit to become a korban. And then the pasuk says, another pasuk says, miyoyim hashmini v'holo yirotza, that no, the korban is only fit the 8th day. Mashmo miyoyim hashmini v'holo in, only from the 8th day onwards. But Lailaloi, when it comes that night, Mashman's not fit yet, so who does do in the Psukim? So he answers, okay, so how does the two Psukim come out? It's like this, Laila le Kedusha, Enoch Nami, the night of the 7th day, going into the 8th day, the korban, the animal's ready fit to make Kedusha. He'll let it be Maktashit. Rashi says, Kedusha means Muta le Kadshe Mishrashrecha. V'yeinu oive mishum ba'al takish psulim. Like this, before the 8th and the 7th night, it's also to be Maktashit, to be Maktash Psulim. But once it passed by 7 days, going into the 8th night, that's already Mutta to make Kedusha on it, to be Maktashit. But Yoim Lahatso, when can you first bring it for the actual Korban, do the Avoid, do the Shechita, that's only B'yoim. So that's the way he dashes his prospects. So you see, Yoim Hashem, all the Yerotza, we need for something else to teach us that Yerotza means to say that on the 8th day, that's when you first worry to bring the Korban. Even though you can be Maktashit the night before, but he can't bring it till the next day. So Moses the Nechadami, Morin says, I'll tell you, Ksiv Kruachrina, there's another postik here. It says, Chain Tase L'Shorcho Tzoncho. It's the same way you do, Tzoncho L'Shorcho. So if it comes to each of this postik, we learn now to say what? There's only an Isra Say and not a Lav. So, Mechus Zman, you don't get Malkus for it, it's not a Lav, it's only an Isra Say. Omer Rav Hamnuna, that Oymer Hoye Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon just say like this. Rabbi Hanuna said, oh, Rabbi Shimon, that Ein Oysa V'yes B'noi Noi B'Kotchim, that by Korban, by Kotchim, you don't have the Yisra of Oysa V'yes B'noi, there's no love of Oysa V'yes B'noi B'Kotchim. My time, what's the reason? We dashed before the Psukim Mashma, there is an Yisra Oysa V'yes B'noi B'Kotchim. So why do you say name of Rabbi Shimon not like that? My time, the Morin says, Kivun Yom Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon Shita is, that Shchita Shaina Ruya. Anytime the shechita itself does not create a heter, does not let you eat from the animal, that's not called a shechita, even though you do it b'chol hilchoseo. As long as it does not matter, it's not called a shechita. If so, shechita's kotshin nami, shechita shein ruihi. I'll tell you, when you shech the korban also, the shechita itself is considered a shechita shein ruia, because right after the shechita, you're still not allowed to eat it, you have to wait till you make a zrika. Therefore, the shechita itself is always considered a shechita shein ruia. Therefore, there's no Issa Oysa V'yes B'noi by Kotchim. It's not called a Shechita. So Moshe says, it's true. Most of Rav asked the question. It says, Oysa V'yes B'noi, the case you have the mother and the son. So Kotchim Achut, let's say both of them are Kotchim, and you're shechting them both outside. So that's clearly what Rabbi Shimon says, that Sheini B'loisa Sei, the second one you're over Loisa Sei. The second one is a Lav. Rashi says, Sheini B'loisa Sei means the Shechut Echutz. You're over the Yisrael Shkut Yisrael, so the Afar P, Shein, even though there's no chorus, but the why? Because the Lav Meskabah, there's not Meskabah with Nimhu, because since you shechted the mother, the kid is not ready to be brought today, so it's not called Meskabah with Nim, but that's from Shem and Shita for the Yisrael Shkut Yisrael, as long as tomorrow it would be fit, so today you're over a Lav. Yeah, then in Zvochim. Even though there's no Chiv chorus in this case, the Lav there would be. That's from Shem and Shita, that the Shein is, so when you shecht the second kid, Bachutz, you're over a Lav. Why? Sure, Rabbi Shimon used to say that kol haroya lovel yachas man, even though you can't bring the animal today for korban, but as long as it could be brought tomorrow, haroya b'loisa say, You have an isalav not to shecht the pachutz, but v'yein bekoros. Koros does not. Koros is only if the animal is fit right now today to bring it on the mizbeach and you shecht it out far, then you have koros. That's Reb Shimon Shita. The chomam shita is not the chomam where they say kol she'ein by koros anytime the animal is not fit to be brought today. So you're not chayiv chorus, it's not chosel epnim, so you're shechted outside, you're not chayiv chorus. They hold, ain't a bliss, there's no love either. So that's what B'shim and Shita is. Now, Vakashlam, we have a question on this. Kochim bachutz, sheni b'loisa say, what are you saying, shecht when you shecht the second one outside? You're over a love. Why? Because only a love, because it's not fit to be brought today. The question is, why not? Kamo mikta koto, let's see. When you shechted the mother today, it was kotshe machutz. So kotshe machutz is also teat. It is an isra achilu on it. So according to Rav Shimon, the chur is called a shechita sheneru. It's not called a good shechita. And if so, it's still just like he killed the animal. If so, sheni, the kid now, is fit to be brought inside. There's no isra oisa v'yas benoi. You didn't like shech the mother. The shechita on the mother was done bachutz, a korban machutz. It's not matrit bachila. So it's not called a shechita. So the kid should be fit to be brought today inside for korban. So if you shecht it outside, then what's the question? Who be korus na min chayiv? You should also be chayiv korus. So why is the Bishimit says it's only allowed? There should be a chayiv korus also. And on this, V'yomar Rav, Rav says, V'yamrulon, some say, Kedi, Stamat Achokim said, that chasur mechsenechnaim is something is missing over here. And Vokhi Ketani, this is the way it should be learned, Vokhi Ketani, that kodshim shnei machutz, when you shech both the mother and the kid, they're both a korban, you shech them outside, so l'rabbonon rishonayin is korus. And the first one was chozel l'pnim, so you shech it outside, you chayav korus sheni posel upotter. The second one though is still called the korban bachutz, so it's posel, but you put it over any lav, no korus, because it's not fit to be brought l'pnim. Since this is the yisra yisav yis b'nai koin t'chachomim, even though the mother is a shechita shen aruya, so what? According to Chacham, it's called the shechita. Therefore, the kid is not fit to be brought today. So it's not fit to be brought inside. Therefore, when you shecht it outside, there's no love, there's no chiyuv koros. Yes, it's about the sheni is posel, the potter, milav the shechita chutz. There's no love on shechita chutz on the second one. For the love of shechita chutz, there's no issa shechita chutz, because it's not chosel epinim. Now the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, though shneiim einshim chorus. According to Rabbi Shimon, though both of them, you get an anushim chorus, the chiyuv chorus. Why? Because since the first shechita was done outside, it's a shechita shenaruya. So the kid is still fit to be brought inside. So when you shecht it outside, you chayav chorus. That's good. That's Rabbi Shimon shita. What's going to be though? Echod bachutz vechad bepnim. Let's say first you shechted the mother outside, the korban outside, then the kid you shecht inside. So l'rabban, according to Rabban and Shita, rishonayin is koros. The first one would have been fit to be brought inside. Now when you bring it outside, you have koros. Sheni is posel, because even though you bring it inside, but it's a mechus hazman, it's not fit to be brought today. Upoto, yipoto. But Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, a sheni kosher. The second one is kosher. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no issa oisiv espinoi on it. So you shech the second one inside, it's kosher. What's going to be the opposite? It's echad b'fnim. First you shechted the first, the mother inside. V'yechad b'chutz, second one was outside. So l'rabbon, according to Rabbonon, rishon is kosher of ado potter, very good, the first one. Sheni posel potter, the second one though, is taka posel, because you shechted the outside, it's posel, but you potter for yisra shchutei chutz, because it wasn't chos l'pnim. Since the kid was nisoy, so there's no yarn, it wasn't fit to be brought inside. Therefore, not you shecht it outside, you potter. The Rebbe Shimon, sheni b'loisa say. According to Rebbe Shimon, the second one is only loisa say. Because true, it has nisoy, so there's no yarn, it's not fit today. But I call upon him tomorrow, though, it will be fit. So therefore, there's a lav. But the question is why? V'yi sagadayif, you tell me a thing. V'yi sagadaytuch. Ein oisa v'yes b'nei noig v'kochim. So in this last case, it's a kasha. Then sheni amai b'loisa say, the second one, the kid, why is there loisa say? What happened? He shechted the mother inside. So that if you tell me by shechitas kochim it's called a shechita ruya, because it's fit, of course you can make a zrika and eat from it. Says so, when you shecht the kid, there should be this loisa v'espanoi on it. Says so, this is possible.
So the question is saying, yeah, my was when Loisa say for Suloy, why not Koros Namlecha? Should we have Koros also? And if you tell me according to Reb Shimon, there's no Issa Oisa v'Yespnei b'Shchitas Kodshim. See, when you shechted the mother first, since it was a korban, there's no Issa Oisa v'Yespnei. So when you go to shecht the kid really was fit to be brought inside today. So why is it that when you shechted outside, you're only over lav? There should be a chiyuv Koros. Elamai, you have to say no, since she made a shechita on the mother today, so the kid is not fit to be brought. So you see, there is an Issa Oisa v'Yespnei b'Kodshim, even according to Reb Shimon. That's why it's not fit to be brought today, so it's only over lav, not a chiyuv Koros. Smurus is true. Ela rather, Omar Rav Rosa says like this. Hochi kamer Rav Hamnun. This is what Rav Hamnun means to say. That ein malkus oisav yes b'nei noeg b'kotchim. Avada nisar, it's there. But you don't get malkus for it. There's no malkus for shechting kotchim oisav yes b'nei b'shech the mother. Then you shech the kid today by karbonis. There's no isa malkus. And the question is, why not? Because kivon the kamad lezor dam. When you shech the kid, kozman, you don't make this rikas adam on it. Le mishtar yibasa, the meat is not mutter, so not really called the shchita ruya. So meyidna the kor shochet heavy asra sofik. At the time when you're shechting the kid now, we warn you and say don't make a shchita. Now by making the shchita itself is not vadi be over in issa yet, because if you don't make this rikas adam, so then the shchita was not matarit bachila, it's not called the shchita. So by kodshim it's always considered hasra sofik. And v'asroa sofik leishmei hasroa. Therefore, that's why you don't get malchus. Avad, it's also to do it. Because when you shechted the mother, since you also made his rikas adam on the mother, so the mother was muta b'achila. So it's called you made a shechita on the mother. Now type it as an issa to make a shechita on the kid today. When you make the shechita, when we warn you, it's not asroa vadai. Because even though you're making the shechita, but maybe you won't make his rika, you won't make a complete issa. So if it's considered asroa sofik, that's why malchus you won't have. The Gemara says in V'yoz the Rabbah time, Rabbah goes according to his own time. The Yomar Rabbah says, He chulin u'bno shlomim. What's going to be if the mother was a behemoth chulin and his kid was a korban shlomim? Now, shochat chulin, let's say first you shechted the mother, a good shechita. V'yachakach shochat shlomim, and then you shechted the shlomim, potter. Still, you're potter from Alkus. Why? I did nisloisiv espanoi, the mother shechita for sure was good. Alamai, that's the reason here, that since the kid is a kochim, it's a sofik hasroa. We don't know for sure you're doing the isa until you first make this rikas adam. So b'shan shchit, it's hasroa sofik, we can't give you malchus. What about the opposite way? Let's say shlomim. First you shechted the kid, the korban shlomim. V'yachakachun, then you shecht the mother, chayiv, and then you chayiv taka. Because by the time you got to shecht the mother, now it's hasroa vadai. If you first shechted the korban, you made this rika. So that was called a good shchita. Now you want to shecht the kid, so it's a chulin, it's a vadi yisa. See, it's called asura vadi, you get malchus. That's why Rav Lez Chatan Reb Shimon. Same time, according to Reb Shimon, the shechita by kachim is also called ruya. When you make this rikas adam, by kol pon malchus, you won't get because it's a sofik hasro. Now, the Yomar Rav Rosh says like this, what's going to be he chulin? Let's say the mother was a behemoth chulin. Or benoila, and the kid was a korban oila. Now, loimi bur, not only shachat chulin, shech the mother first. The pot that you potter, and the reason is why? Because it's called Asura Sofik, or here it's even better, it's not even called Asura Sofik, it was called Sam Matra Pachila, as soon as you do Masav Mina. But in this case, for sure you potter, even by Shlomi would be potter, because it's called Asura Sofik, Ella, but here even more than that, Ella Afilu Shachat Oil, even if you shechted the Korban Oil first, and you made it Zrikas Adam, Viachakach Shachat Chulin, then you shechted the kid, the Chulin, also you'd be potter. The question is why Alakur is a sore vada here? Is this Isavis Benoi? The answer is whoever wants to say now, Shita Kamaisalav Shita Basahili. A korban oila, you don't eat from the korban oila. The whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. So that's not called the Shita Ruy according to Rabbi Shimon. Pishlam by Kotchim Shlomim Wachatis that eat from it. So you have a heterachila, it's called the Shita. But by oila that there's no heterachila, it's not called the Shita. That was Rabbi's for. On this, for Rabbi Yaakov, Om Rabbi Yechle, no, Achilas Mizbeach Shmo Achila. Even by Korban Eilo, the Korb, the Shechit is matter that you can burn the meat on the Mizbeach. So even though an Odom does need it, but the Mizbeach eats it, that's also called an Achila, it's also called a Shechita. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'yim Ha'ochel Yeyochol, Mibsa Zevach Shlomov. So it says double washing here, this is the Pasha of Pigul, that Pishtei Achilas Akosim Adav, so two types of eatings. Echad Achilas Odom, where the person eats from it, V'yechad achilas mizbeach, whether you think to eat it tomorrow, whether you think to burn it tomorrow, you have a machshavas pigel. So Kovani, you see, the burning on the Mizbech is also called an achila. Therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, that you have to have a shchita ruya, which means the shchita has to be mapped with bachila, a korban is also called heta bachila. Since you have a right to burn it on the Mizbeach, that's also considered the heta bachila.
Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, ha-shoychet penimtza treifo, let's see a shech the animal, as the yisoysebes benoi, and then you found out with the shech the mother first, and you found it was a treifo. So the shchita is not called a good shchita. Or else, ha-shoychet avoy dezora, a person shechted the animal, now the mother, but he had a mind to do with the shem avoy dezora, so the animal becomes also bano. Or else, vi-ha-shoychet poras chates, you shechted the poraduma, there is no achil there, not an achil of mizbech, not an achil of Adam. So that shchita is not called a shchita, according to Rabbi Shimon. Or else, v'shor ha-niskel, if you shechted the mother became a shor ha-niskel, it's also also bano. Or else, v'egla rufi, you shechted an egla rufa, it's also also bano. Rashi says it's really the neseres mechaim that egla ruf becomes also right away even when it's alive, and therefore even after yeshrit it's also bano. So in all these cases, Rabbi Shimon poyted. Rabbi Shimon said that's the way you shechted the mother, and then you go to shech the kid. You poyted today. There's no iser oiser es benai, since these are all considered the shechit the shein ruya is leish shmei shechit according to Rabbi Shimon. However, the Chachomim say no. The Ma'aseh you made a good Ma'aseh Shchita, even though it's not matter with Bachila, but a Ma'aseh Shchita you did, you have the Yisro Yisro V'Yespenoi. What's going to be though? Hashoychet v'nisnabla biyadoi. Not that it became a treifa, but the animal died before the Shchita. Nisnabla biyadoi says shloimi das, like before you finished the Shchita, the animal died on you. So it's not called you did a Shchita. Or else we had noicher, just some slice the head off, not through a shchita. Or else we had maki, just tear off the simonim. So this is not called the ma'aseh shchita at all. Then potter, even the chum agree that you potter mishum ma'aseh yespenoi, even though you killed the mother today. In this case, you would be allowed to shech the kid today. The yisra oisav yespenoi is only if you shech the mother, then you can't kill shech the kid. But just killing the mother is no issue to shech the kid. The other Gemara says, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish Lashon. When do we learn the Mishnah? Rashi says the Shechet Avos Kechovim is Chai Mishmois Vespenoi. When was that learned? Lashon Elashoshachat Rishon Avoy Dezora. That you shechted first the mod Lashem Avoy Dezora, Visheni Lashachona, and the second one you shechted for yourself. So according to Kechovim, you have an Isois Vespenoi. Ah, but what's going to be the opposite way? Rishon Lashachona. You shechted the mother for your own table for yourself to eat. And then v'sheni li avoy dezara. Then the second one, the kid yishechta l'shem avoy dezara potter. Shnei here you don't get malchus. Even according to Chacham L'churi over the yisra yisiv yis benoi, yishechta in the mother, then the kid. Still he holds the potter from malchus. Why? Poshid tikom lebe the rab minei. Because l'shechta in this kid, since you're doing l'shem avoy dezara, yichayiv misa. So whenever yichayiv misa, you potter from malchus, we don't give you two punishments. You say kom lebe the rab minei. So poshid alocha. Yeah, Rashi the Kaimel on the Perkel Maris Mikroi the Tarat Levdin Le. We don't give him two punishments. Yeah, Omer Le Rav Yochanan. Yochanan said back, Zu this halacha. You have to watch. Shimon has to tell us this. Shimon halacha. This tells us for. I feel too like a Shemesh Rabban Yodanoisai. Everybody knows this. Even kids know this halacha. That there's such a thing. Rashi says Tarat Levdin Le. We don't give somebody two punishments. So Pshita that in the case where Yechayiv Misa. For the shchita l'Hashem avoy dezara, pshita you don't get malchus. What do you got to tell me, Rish Lakish? Everybody knows that. Even the young kids know that. Ela rather chish is like this, that pomim sometimes shafilu shachat rishon l'shachonai, even if you shechted the mother first to eat from on your own table, and then v'sheni then you shechted the kid the same day li avoy dezara l'Hashem avoy dezara chayiv. Sometimes you could be chayiv. You would get malchus. I wadachur yichayiv misa. Teretz says the case could be kagoyin the yasfur bay mishumaisav yespenoi, that the agent there warned the person, said, "Don't shech the kid now. You shechted the mother ready today. There's nisaroisav yespenoi on it." V'lo yasfur bay mishum avodizara, but they did not warn him mishum diyasav avodizara. So if diyasav avodizara, it's called loy hasfur. You don't get misa. You're not chayiv misa. So what are yichayiv b'day bezdin? Only malchus.
is only called one punishment, and a claim in such a case, Bezdin will give him Malkus. For Reb Shim ben Lakish Shomar, Kivon Techihiler argues and says no. Kivon Techiasra Beipota, since if you would have warned this person not to shech this kid l'shem avoy dezara, if they would have warned him, then the din is he would have been chayiv misa, and then you say come with the rabbinay, he would not get malchus. You say Reish Lakish svari is kiliyasrbe. Even in this case now, where they did not warn you when you shechted the kid now that you chayiv misa for avoy dezara, they didn't warn you nami pota, and they only warned you for the law of oisav yisbenoi. Still, you'd be pota for malchus. That's what Shlokas Svara called Chayve Misa Shredigin, also partners from Malkus. And the Ozla Tamar, this Machlokas, Rebbe Yochanan Shlokas, Gola Shitosois. The Chi Osir, because when Rabdini came in, the Chi Osir Rabdini, Omri said like this, Chayve Misa Shredigin, the Chayve Malkus Shredigin, for Dovrachar. In the case where somebody did a Chet of Misa, Beshegig. Meaning, you killed somebody by mistake. So the Maisi is not going to get Misa right now for it, because you killed only Beshegig. Rosh did an Avera that Yechayiv Malkus Shegegin. Did it by mistake. And Vadov Racher, you also did some damage to somebody that should be Yechayiv money. So what's the halacha? Rav Yechayiv no Mechayiv, Yechayiv for the money. Because the Maisa, since you did the Chayiv, the Chet Misa B'Shegeg, you don't get Misa. Since you did the Chet of Malkus B'Shegeg by mistake, you don't get Malkus. So therefore it's only considered one punishment, so we give you the Chayiv Tashlumim. Resh Lakish Shama no Potter. Resh Lakish says no. In this case, still you Potter from paying. Why? Rabbi Yechonah no Mechayiv says Yechayiv Tola Yasubeh. They didn't warn the person. It was done b'shegeg. Since they didn't warn him for Misa, he's taken not Chayiv Misa. So all he's Chayiv is just for the Tashlum. Whatever he did, he damaged somebody. Then so he has to pay money for the damage that he did. There's no Ptur. However, Resh Lakish Shama no the Chiddush. Resh Lakish says no Potter. Still you Potter. Why? If you would have warned this person, don't kill, or don't be Mechal Shabbos, then he would have been Chayiv Misa. The same time as being Mechal Shabbos, he's also tearing somebody's clothing, so then he would have been Potter. Because the same time as ripping the clothing, he's being Chayiv Misa. So if they would have warned him for the Issa Shabbos, he would have been Potter for paying for the Tashlum for the money. So Reish Lakish holds, Kilo Yasrbe, even though they didn't warn him now for doing the Issa Chilo Shabbos or for killing somebody. Still Nami Potter, still Yipotter. Maybe more dashes from Sukkim over there, Reish Lakish holds, that even Chayvim Misa Shegegin also makes a Ptur. That's Reish Lakish's Svara.
Yeah, that's when I'm about to go to Kitab.
Rashi speaks out, if Reish Lakish swears, even though you're not getting Malkus right now, Hoyle Vahachi Surika Tzad Misa Leloki. The Ksubis Yalatam Mikro, the Gemara learns out from Sukkim. Yeah, and the Gemara says now, Tzricha, we need the Machlokes both places here, Tzricha. Di Yashminabo over here, Bo Kamer of Shem Ben Lokish. Only over here you would say it. Avo Bo and Mudl Rabbi Yechon, we might as Rabbi Yechonon. Because my Bo, Bo Kamer of Yechon, Avo Bo, Mudl Rabbi Shem Ben Lokish, Tzricha. Need the machlokes both places, chedush in both places. It's like a why. So Rashi says, "Bo kamer Reish Lakish, the potter mi malchus hoyel v'yesh b'shchita zu tzad misa. Since the shchita now has a tzad misa, we would have warned you l'shem avoy dezara, you'd be chayiv misa. So pokel etoros malchus minei. The tati beguf l'rami. Don't give him two things. Helka chafula, even though you didn't warn him l'misa, still you don't get malchus." That's a svara that chayve misa could part of a malchus. Aber chayve misa shogim with avracha going momin the chad beguf the chad moinoi ematavai rom yelayu. That's the chilek. Over here in our Gemara, it's a shalal giving him a chiv misa, giving him a chiv malchus. So both are supposed to be upon the same goof. See, Reish Lakish says we stay like a svara of kumlei. And maybe over there it's a shalal one misa was to mechayve you misa. And one maisa was to mechayiv you mom, because you did something to somebody else, have to pay money. So maybe money we would give you, since it was done b'shegeg. Kamashma, no, even in such a case, with a chiyuv of tashlum of money, still it's the same machlokes to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonah. Still they both say the same svaros. Yeah. Now the verse says, Avohoyim alav Hashem Malakas Tzricha. Now, Oporis Chatis, more Samakasha. Oporis Chatis Shchit Hashem Rui, is that true? Our Mishnah says, if you shecht the poraduma, and then you shecht its kid, so according to Rav Shimon Yipoto, I have a tiny blood of Shimon Oimer, Torah metama tumas eichlin, a paraduma could be makabel tumas eichlin. Why? Hoyo bohois l'shasa kosher, it had a shasa kosher. Rashi learns, Torah metama tumas eichlin, daf agav yom rab Shimon perakam de b'chayrus. The Isuri Hanukh Venture Niskal Petach Hamor is Namatama Tumas, even after you shecht it, there's no Issa, there's no Tumas Eichlin on it, because it's not called an Eichlin on it, since it's also Bano. But still, the Paradumi after you shecht it, it is Makabo Tumma. And the Territus is why? Hoyobos the Shas Kosher says, Liachila, Af Liatzma, Shemish Nishkato, that it had a Shas Kosher, right after you shecht it, if you want, you could have eaten it first. So therefore, there is an Issa Tumma Chal on the meat. And the Yomer Hashim Malakish, Yom HaYub Shimon, that Torah Niftas Agabi Marachosa. This was, it could be paid with the Paradum if you want. So Rashi says, like, Yimotza Noem, if you find a better Paraduma, even if you shechted this one, you could be paid with Agabi Marachosa. Rashi says, Afilu Shachta, Kilchosa, Amachosa, Shalaitzim, Shinishkaris Aleo, yet still, the Kolem of Niftas is Kapodadami, the Karina Beishat Yochol Achiloi. So since right now, right after the Shrit, it's possible to be poider it, to redeem it, and use another one, and if you redeem this one, it'll be mutter to eat it, so therefore, it's called the barachil enough that the meat is mekabel tumma. So go ask the kashas, you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, that a Shrit of a paradum is called the Shrit of Ruya. So Melo, why does it say it's called the Shrit of Shein Ruya? So Moses says, Echnami, Omer Rav Shalman Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yechanan, Poros Chat is saying the Mishnah, Nechlema take it out. Whoever said Poros Chat doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Nechlema take it, doesn't belong there. According to Reb Shimon, the Poros Chat is called the Shchita Ruya. Since it's Shayach to be paid with the Paradum even right after the Shchita, and then it comes out, you're allowed to eat the Paradum because of it. Shchita says, Tudu the Shchita Ruya, and Nechlema take it out. Vashon is the Kasha, what you have to say is Makabu Tumas Eichlin for the Paradum itself is Tomei. It arose Matam Odom of a Godim. So it says the Lord Krista speaks about this, can bosses chafeyev pochas mikabeitza, sakintis. So Kopon the Gemara says, take out the poros chatis. Now the Gemara says, the yeg la rufa la shchit rui, is it true what the Mishnah says, if you shecht yeg la rufa, it's also considered shchit shen rui, kotev shemin yipota. I have your tenant, we learn like this, the Gemara in Saita, the Gemara in Krista, that nimsa hori, let's say they found the murderer. But usually you bring an egla rufa, the pshat is that you find a mace, you find somebody murdered outside the city, and we do not know who the murderer was. So therefore the people in the city have to have a kaporos to bring the egla rufa. Let's say though, they found her, nimtzar, they found the murderer. So achaloi toraf, the egla, before they chopped off the head of the egla, before they killed the calf, the locher is then teitzevit to rabbi eder. You let the egla go free. It's not much like the regular, Rashi says, kishar chulin. Like a regular behemoth chulin, and let it pasture in the fields, it means you could eat it. Rashi the Alma, Eino Neseres Mechayim, that the egla rufa did not become also calls when it's alive. If so, v'chishoch to muteris, even after you shecht it, still it could be muteris. That you're going to find the murderer right after the shechita, it will be called the shechita rui, you could eat from it. So why does our Mishnah say an egla rufa, the shechita, an egla rufa is called the shechita shena ruya? So my answer is, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Egla Rufa in the Mishnah. And the Chachami also doesn't belong in our Mishnah. Whoever learned Egla Rufa is called the Mishnah, is Shchita Shein Ruya, does not belong in our Mishnah. Because really it's called the Shchita Ruya, like we just learned. Really the Shchita could be Matil Egla Rufa. It only becomes also after one of the animals is dead. But before, Bishash Shchita, it's Mutta Be'achila. So we ask the question, is this true? Well, Miyom Rabbi Yanai Hoch, the true Rabbi Yanai himself, says like this. To say that what, that the Shechit is called the Shechit of Muteris, is that true? I've Omer Rabbi Yanai himself says that Gvul Shemati, I heard a boundary, like from where on does Egla Rufa become Osabano, even when it's alive? Vishachachti, and I forgot exactly at what point does it become Osabano. Vinas bin Chavrayu Leimut, when my Chavarim came and helped me, they gave me a Svara. Rashi says it means Bnei HaYeshiva started to help me. And it's like this, that you redos to lanachal eison esrosoi. As soon as you bring the eagle down to this eison, until it's nachal, until this river, the nachal eison, that's the place where you're going to make the areifa, you're going to chop off its head. But as soon as you bring it down there, even when it's alive, it becomes asabano. And so, v'yemisa, let the, then if so, we should answer before like this. Listen, kan kaidim yirido, kam liyachid you read that. We should answer it. When do we say regular roof is still mutav achila like say you could be niftis it should be teror? That's before you found the herig before they brought it down to the nachalaisim. But once they brought it down to the nachal to this rank, this bank, this river, where they plan to make the roof, becomes also right away. So when our Mishnah says the egla roof is ainah shchita, that could be talking about after you brought it down to nachalaisim. Therefore, could be learned in our Mishnah. So who is the kashin of Yene? How can we say ainah Mishnah? So Mor says in Echnam Yomer Pinchas Bered Ravami Ana Nos Mishmed Roshim Ben Lokish Mastin in Law. We learned to solve the name Roshim Ben Lokish. The word egla roof ainah Mishnah. Said Echnam, it's not Ravami that said this. Was Roshim Ben Lokish. He's the one that said the same in Mishnah. Because he's the one that holds no, that calls the man that's alive, does not become Moshe Bano. So Moria is back on this. Omer of Asher, Vashi, yes. That Kiavinim Beir Papun, Azbar Papi, is Kashlan. He asked the question like this. That even this, is this true? Yes. Or me, Omer Shim Ben Lokish. Hok, it's true that Shim was Lokish, the one that said, Zurein in Mishnah. That he holds what? Egla Rufa. It's Shaykh Eshchit, Tim Matarit Pachila, does not become Moshe. Mechayim, I've written, we learn like this, the Gemara in Kedushin.